Livestock producers feeling the squeeze. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Livestock producers here and across the country are feeling the squeeze of high feed costs, and that's showing up in plans to cut production. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
We're actually forecasting 2012 meat production to be down in the aggregate 1.6%.
Agriculture Department Outlook Chairman Jerry Bangi, the biggest decline will be in the beef counter in 2012.
Beef is down fully 5%.
Folks in the beef industry continue to see smaller supplies of cattle available and strong demand for those ever smaller supplies of beef.
That's keeping the price up there, you know, at a pretty good level.
And Jerry Bangi is forecasting this year's average price almost $114 a hundredweight for steers. Next year, with a potential 5% decline in beef production, another price rise of about 7%, then up to an incredible average steer price of almost $122. Now, you'd think that would create great joy. However, as those in the business know,
that joy perhaps is not shared by the cattle producers and the packers, which have been complaining about the fact that even with these very strong prices, of course, they're looking at pretty strong costs on the cost side.
Especially with corn prices expected to shoot up almost 30% for this crop that's just been harvested. So the squeeze is on, and it's not just the beef folks.
Chicken.
Ah, chicken, yeah.
Nice fried chicken.
Barbecue chicken.
Mm-hmm. Won't you send it down the line?
Well, in a rare move, the nation's broiler industry may be moving fewer chickens down the production line next year.
If you look at the egg sets now, it appears to us that they're posturing to come down very sharply in 2012 or somewhat more sharply than they have in the past.
So, Jerry Bangi expects a production cutback in 2012 of well over 1.5%, and that will bring broiler prices from this year's average of just over 78.5 cents a pound up to 82.3. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And pork output expected to go up while prices go down. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.